Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at the Avenue.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust. Woo! Presented by Michelob Ultra.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Tuesday coming soon.
Happy Tuesday! Welcome to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra. He is Ben Brust.
Weak sauce.
Why?
Big time Benny Brust, little big time Benny Brust.
Well, part of it was I put on my headphones following Homer, which means that like I just destroyed
couldn't
my eardrums.
Couldn't hear anything because it was so loud.
Hence the pregnant pause right there before Ben Brust. He is big time Benny Brust.
Ooh, I'll take it. At least it's not just my name.
I'm Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio running the show along with, who do we have today? Wooly? No, Alex G, the most interesting producer at ESPN Madison. What up, G?
How's it going, man?
Look at the happiness. Speaking of happiness, we could not be happier to make it a Tory Lowe Tuesday here on Scalzo and Brust. Tory Lowe, you hear him every day. I'm 101.7 The Truth. He joins us now as he does every Tuesday. It is Tory Lowe.
Pack Nation.
We didn't get an A.
A.
That's what I look forward
Pack
to.
Pack Nation.
It's done.
It's done. It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. Physical tomorrow with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers officially a New York Jet. Packers in return get a pick swap in the first round this year. They get a second round pick this season or this year, number 42 overall, and then a conditional second round pick in the 2024 NFL draft that can turn into a first if Aaron Rodgers plays 65%. Of the snaps, or as Ben Brust so brilliantly did the math,
11.05 games.
There you go. So 11 games will get him approximately 65% of the snaps. And before we dive into that, I do want to give Tory a little bit of an opportunity to talk about the community cleanup going on Saturday.
Hey. Oh, wow.
Because it's one of my one of the favorite things to me that you do. And part of it's because
right.
of how it correlates to your story in terms of how you got involved in so many of the neighborhoods you work in now.
Right. Oh, the cleanup is just key. You know, a cleaner community is a better, safer community. You know, so what we want to do is get every, you know, many times over the winter or, you know, a lot of the trash pile up, especially on the north side. Anybody ever drove through the north side? I mean, sometimes it's like, oh, wow. But I think that we got to do our part. And sometimes getting out in the neighborhoods, meeting the neighbors. Sometimes we live in neighborhoods where we don't even know the people down the street. So it's a way to connect. It's a way to fellowship. And also it's a way to show the youth to take pride in where they live. And so it's just all these things happening all at once.
I'm going
to
pick up so much trash on Saturday.
And to me,
are you going?
Like,
yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Hey.
For T. Lowe, he joins us every Tuesday out of his kindness of his heart. The least I can do is show up and make community a better place. I'm finally doing something for somebody else other than myself.
Josh DiMaggio, if there's hundreds of people there at the community cleanup, in what position will Ben Brust be based on trash actually picked up?
As in percentage of trash picked up?
Yeah. I think he can get a couple bags. I was going to say, I don't care what Josh DiMaggio thinks.
I'm going to say dead last.
Yes. I don't care what Greg Scalzo thinks.
And the reason why, Tori, and Ben comes in, he's got a big heart, right?
Right.
But we saw this before when we've done celebrity bartending gigs. He once was a celebrity bartender for 2 hours. He poured one beer.
Oh, wow.
Because he just sits there and he talks and he's smiling and he's like, look at this great thing that I'm doing. And he's going to talk to everybody and he'll be buzzing around like a butterfly all over the place while everyone else is doing the work. And then all of a sudden we'll be done and he'll be like, oh, I barely did anything.
Yeah, but.
Well, at this point, you got to have a trash bag. Everybody's going to have a trash bag in their hand. And I usually, at the end of the blocks, we get everybody all the bags together and we look at the neighborhood. I mean, it totally looks different once you get done. I mean, a lot of people have not seen their neighborhoods completely clean, and it's sad, but it's true, especially in certain communities, certain areas where there's a lot of blight. But I'm interested, and I'm excited that you guys are coming out.
Oh yeah,
you tell me. I signed up for the first session, but you tell me what the best hour to be there is, and I'll have the most trash bags on anybody in that hour. That's my vow to you.
Okay, okay, I'm gonna try to see, because I know that the couple locations we're at, I think the fire department off of 29th and Walnut is joining us too.
Let's go.
So
if I bring my 2-year-old there, I'm guessing she's going to pick up more trash than Rusty.
We got to make this a challenge.
She's great at it. It's like one of my favorite things now is if there's trash there, like, you know, she finishes a yogurt pouch. I'm like, all right, go put in the trash.
Hey, trash.
She gets all excited. She runs right over.
If you're interested in the over or the under, you know, I think you're picking the under.
Yeah. Well, tell people how they can sign up and join us.
Oh, go to truthcommunitycleanup.com and sign up to volunteer. We're going to have everybody's going to get free T-shirts from the Truth. Everybody's going to get bucket hats. It's sponsored by Cousin Subs. So you're going to have Cousin Subs out there. They're going to have some people out there, and we're going to be picking up the paper. This is actually my biggest cleanup ever. I've never had a clean up this huge.
I'm excited for it, man. Scalzo and Russ will be there. Of course, Tori Lowe leading the way. So come on down and join it. TruthCommunityCleanup.com in order to sign up.
Also sponsored by St. Anne's Center, the best intergenerational care in Milwaukee.
There you go. Well done, T Lowe.
Look at how sick you look. You look awesome, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. See, sometimes I don't get the big press like Ben.
None of us do.
I'm here to hype you up. Hey, I'm your hype man.
That's why you got friends like him to make sure I get that that extra push.
And I'm coming with not a smile, not here to gloat.
No,
I'm here to do business.
I think both, right? I mean, you can still smile.
Oh, we're going to have a great time. Yeah, we're going to have a great time.
Have a good time, meet people.
Of course.
But, you know, I know how you tend to go, and sometimes maybe that overshadows the rest of the actual work to be done.
So let me say this. Last Tuesday, for Tori Lowe Tuesday, did we basically...
We were at a Tuesday early, huh?
Well, no, I think we started the process.
Oh, I like where you're going.
I think the transition from cheesehead.
We did initiate the process.
We gave you a new cheesehead to represent Jordan Love, and you were like, I'm going to put this in the safe.
I put it away. And now that the deal is done, now this.
Well, wait, he's got physical.
Yeah, he got
physical. Let's wait for official. You're right.
Because I'm trying to make sure it's all the way over. And the thing is, I actually started bringing out certain things. I got my Gilbert Brown signed football. I got my Brett Favre signed Packer helmet. I'm going to put a nice little thing. I got my Aaron Rodgers jersey. I think I'm going to try to help Jordan Love, because a lot of people are not giving him a lot of room to have a winning record his first year. So we need to put a lot of energy into this. So I'm going to get the ghost of the past and you know, to try to help him out.
I love that. I love that, dude. I'm with you. And I think, like, I'm not ready quite to prognosticate on the Jordan Love era quite yet. I'm still hung up on what just happened.
I think if we get started early, we can have kind of – because a lot of people don't think that he's going to win 7 games or 6 games next year. I mean,
I think that's right where people have him.
I'm hearing the chatter.
I think that's generally where people have him.
What did you think of the trade compensation? Packers end up getting
I think it's about right, a
pick swap. They get a 2 that can turn into a 1 next year, provided Aaron Rodgers doesn't get hurt, and they get a second round pick this year.
I think that Aaron Rodgers, if he plays well next year, which I'm rooting for Aaron Rodgers as a person, not the Jets. I'm just hoping Aaron Rodgers does well. But, you know, I think that I'm hoping that he does well enough so we can get that first round pick. It's only good for the Packers, you know. And I think that right now, when I look at it, because I was hoping that we can get something done before the draft. So we got it done. I'm excited now. I'm trying to see what they can get. Packers are always good at adding little players around their quarterbacks. I want to see what their ideal of the Jordan Love era is with this draft.
It's going to be interesting because they didn't add a lot of pass-catching weapons, tight ends, wide receivers, and free agency. So one would think with three picks in the first 45 that we might see another pass catcher.
Right.
You know, I mean, it may not
maybe
be that 13th
end.
Pick, but I could maybe see them going defense first round because that's where we're used to, and then two skill position players in the second round.
Is that what you, I mean, I guess that, for me, I don't want to see them go pass catching option in round one unless it's Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Like, I think he's the one guy I look at and say, even if he doesn't have the highest ceiling in the world, he seems like a guy that can actually catch the ball. And that's, right, you say you got to surround the Jordan Love cheesehead
right.
with some, you know, with some talent, with some good energy, right?
Yeah, with some good curds.
We got to get the Brett Favre energy. We got to get a little Aaron Rodgers energy in there. We got to get a little bar star.
On the field, Gutekunst has to surround Jordan Love with some guys that can catch the ball.
Right.
And can make some plays, and I think that has to be addressed.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Now, that's what I'm saying.
How many wins do you think he's going to get?
I'm going for 8.
All right.
I'm trying to be fair.
The same amount as Aaron Rodgers in 2022?
I say if he can hit 8, he'll be great.
8, he'll be great.
Did you just rhyme on purpose or was that on accident?
No, it's just, smooth. I mean, it's, you know, I think that if he can get to 8, hey, we working with something here.
So when the draft happens Thursday and Friday, do you treat that like a Green Bay Packers game in which the cheesehead is out? And
no,
I never
get involved
kumbaya.
In the draft. No, ever since they passed up.
I have some weird images of you in your cheesehead
hey,
place,
look,
man.
Let me tell you this. Ever since we passed up Barry Sanders for Tony Mandridge, I don't get involved in the drafting. You know, I was a big Barry Sanders fan, you know, and we could have had him, you know. But I think that what ultimately happens is what you can put on the field. And I think the Packers have done a B-minus job of getting players out there on the field for the quarterback, for Aaron Rodgers. I don't think they did a great job many times while Aaron Rodgers was a Packer to give him the team that could really push it through to the Super Bowl. But I think that Jordan Love, if he does well, it's going to be because of his legs and his arm. It's going to be a dual process. He's going to have to be a dual threat to do well.
Do you got a song, Tori?
Of course.
JD from Fondy chimes in, 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Hold on before we get to the song.
Well, usually we get the song and then we fade out with the song.
I know, but I'm saying, if we're not ready, I'm not ready to be. I'm not done
not
with Tori
ready?
Quite
okay,
yet.
So
no.
I'm not done with them. I just wanted to get a little taste.
JD from Fondy asked Tori, can we call Jordan Love J-Love? Like, he's looking for a
I
nickname.
Love it.
J-Love, J-Lo, or is it just J-Love?
I like the love train.
The love train.
You got to jump on the train. You got to, I think
we've
had
some bad experiences. Do you know who you're aligning with right now?
Hold on. It's something that I don't know.
Marketing Berlin's called it the love train.
So the Scalzone Brust, here on Scalzone Brust,
I do like that. It got a nice ring to it.
We've had the Scalzone Brust Super Bowl 55 train. 56
what?
Train and 57 train.
Tori, when the Packers were playing Tampa Bay, we were looking at actual train rides to Tampa Bay. Josh DiMaggio was curating different opportunities where we could do our broadcast on a train to Tampa Bay.
So when everybody was when everybody was counting the Packers out, right? This show was fully behind, maybe not fully, but some of us on this show were behind the Packers and believing in what they were going to be able to accomplish. So I said, look, if you want to jump on the train, jump on the train. It's starting in that 2020 season. We said it's the Scalzone Brust Super Bowl train. Come on. You're coming with
okay,
us.
So since
and then they lost there.
Chugga, chugga.
Choo, choo.
We'd scream it.
Okay, so then the train idea.
The train derailed, and then 2021, we ran it back. train derailed, and then last year the train never really got going in the first.
Yeah, the engine broke as the gas.
I'm not saying you can't have the Love Train. It has the right ring to it. It's a great great song.
Come on, ride that train. Get ride it. Woo, woo. Hey.
That's new. I don't know that one. And I love when Greg bobs up and down like he knows it too.
I know that song. Yeah, who doesn't know that song?
Yeah, me.
But that's where, on this show, we all get a little skittish around trains.
Okay.
I have fallen off the train. My head's been severed and kids were kicking it. Like, this is all hypothetical.
It can't be worse than what happened in Ohio.
Not as bad as
what happened in Ohio. No. Meanwhile, Ron and the Key says, Ben has a good heart. What about me? What about Jackson, the birthday boy? What about Jim Nance? And what about Wooly?
I don't care about any of you clowns. I care about Tori.
I'm
going to let Tori down.
What do you make of this Milwaukee Bucks team going down 3-1 against an 8-seed Miami Heat team?
Oh, wow. I mean, I didn't want to play Miami in the first place because of our history, our past. They just know the Bucks. They just know how to play the Bucks. And I think that the Bucks will win tomorrow. I think the Bucks have enough energy to win tomorrow. We're going to have to take it one game at a time. Because yesterday just made me feel sick. We were leading the whole game. We got into the latter quarter, and it just seems like Jimmy Butler found that extra push, and it was a choke. We kind of choked, right? And so I feel like we just got to take it one game at a time right now, because we still going to bring that Bucks energy now. I still expect the Bucks to win this.
Do you ever run out of energy?
No.
I still believe in him too, Tori. I'm going to parlay the next three games. Give me an open parlay. Or give me two open spots. I told Benny that's the move. All right, what's the song this week?
Oh, this is a forever. We want Jordan Love to play for a while, a few seasons, and then we want him to be great.
First name greatest.
Hey, so he knows this song.
We used to lift to this song when I was in college.
So he knows.
All right, let's hear it.
I mean, I was just like pumping iron. I don't know the words. I can't rap.
He just started doing it.
He knows the good parts.
Yeah.
We know.
But see, this is the song you play when you're working out, you're getting ready, you want to get geeked.
Yeah.
This is the song.
I got a ring to show for because of this song.
This is what you're saying.
Not the right ranks.
This is what Jordan Love
West Regional Champions
needs to be listening to, because now that Aaron Rodgers is and he's going through the process, but it's his show now.
Tori Lowe, thank you as always, my friend. Hey. We'll see you on Saturday. Make sure you check out truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up for Tori Lowe's Community Cleanup. Come hang out with us, Galzo and Bross, as we go help out the community around Milwaukee.
Hey, I cannot wait till the fellas get out here. We're going to have a great time.
Yes, we are.
I can't wait for that bucket hat.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. We'll open up the phone lines. We'll get to you. Bucks lose last night. Aaron Rodgers gone. Some parallels between the two situations. We'll talk about it next. Galzo and Bross, presented by Michelob Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
I said, what can I bring in terms of food and drink? And then I was like, I got an idea, the sound bar. But
I'm done with the story. You can just move on. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude.
You don't mean to be rude?
Scalzo and Brust, available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
Scalzo and Bross, presented by Michelob Ultra. I'll give Joshy a pass on that bump back song. You're sweating back there, man. What's going on?
I think we had a camera down.
We had some camera issues. And what do you mean pass on? Like I should have came back with the song we played out with?
No, it's just... Wasn't
oh, you just
best.
Don't like it.
Yeah. Was this Magic Music Button?
Yeah,
exactly.
I could always tell when it's Magic Music.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I know that there's stuff going on and... are we in a better place now?
We're back. We are fixed.
I felt it. Did you feel it?
I felt it too.
Good. All me right. too.
We're good. Mm-hmm. Ben Bruss, Greg Scalzo, Josh DiMaggio, you, the Scalzo and Bruss family, calling, texting 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Our guy G holding things down at ESPN Madison Studios, downtown off the Capitol Square. Obviously, the headlines still are all about Aaron Rodgers' trade officially to the Jets yesterday, the end of an 18-year run in Green Bay, 15 years as a starter, four MVPs, one Super Bowl championship, and a whole lot of grateful Packers fans for everything that he dedicated to the green and gold. But to me, maybe the bigger story of today is where this Milwaukee Bucks team is right now and where this Milwaukee Bucks team is in the context that you have a all-star, perennial all-star, MVP caliber player, two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo, still in the prime of his career, with a core that's been together for a while, with a team that was favored to win the NBA championship and had the deepest, has the deepest roster in the NBA. At the end of this year, there are question marks surrounding their, I believe, Brooks 35-year-old 7-foot-1 center, which normally don't age as gracefully as him, so maybe he is that unicorn because he seems to be at this point.
I thought when he hurt his back last year that, like, there's no way that I thought he could score 20 points a game at the after the All-Star break this year. It's insane.
Question marks around his future, and then, of course, with Chris Middleton looking at a one-year player option, if he opts out of that and goes into free agency, what does it look like? So now, all of a sudden, for the first time in a few years, you're looking at, well, what does the team look like next year, even if you do have the player, which all of the players in the NBA voted as the guy they would choose to start a franchise with in that players poll done by The Athletic. And this is a team that is down as a one seed right now, 3-1 to an 8 seed in the Miami Heat, who are missing Tyler Hero and playing Duncan Robinson significant minutes.
Greg, think about what you just said right there. If the Milwaukee Bucks, who won the 2021 World Championship, who had the best record in the NBA, who have virtually the same core of guys who've won a championship and added pieces to make them what everyone said was the deepest team in the NBA, if they lose to the ragtag Miami Heat, Caleb, you want to know what drove me nuts? Is when what Jimmy did was incredible. We can get to that in a second. When I'm seeing Caleb Martin run from the right wing to get an offensive rebound late in the game to make a difference, like we're talking about going down 3-1. This is the World Championship Milwaukee Bucks. If Caleb Martin and Max Strus and Duncan Robinson and Kyle Lowry, who's 80 years old now, are going to be the guys that are out around Jimmy Butler beating this team and ending this run, that would be bad. That would be looked on horribly.
Well, it's not. We're not there yet at the end of a run. We're not there yet at the end of a series. The Bucks come back home tomorrow night at Pfizer Forum. They win that. You have Game 6 in Miami. And if you win Game 6 and come back for Game 7 in Milwaukee, it's going to feel like all the momentum's on Milwaukee's side.
Can we double Jimmy Butler? Please?
800-99.
Please, God? Send another guy at him? Please? Please? I mean, it's not too much to ask. They're sending the whole team at Giannis, and guess what Giannis did? He had a triple-double, but it wasn't good enough to have the team win because when they needed guys to make shot late, they were like, we're going to make everyone else beat them. We're saying, hey, Jimmy, let's keep going one-on-one. Hey, let's go under a screen. Even though you're hot as can be right now, have the best rhythm of any player in the playoffs right now, we'll give you a little rhythm three. He is too comfortable. I know in the postgame he's talking about how great the defenders of the Milwaukee Bucks are. I love Jrue Holiday. I've made that very clear. But what the Bucks have done in terms of stopping Jimmy Butler is unacceptable. Make the scrubs beat you. Not when they're confident. Not when Caleb Martin's hitting threes over Giannis and then on the wing. They don't have Hero. This team stinks. They only have Jimmy Butler. Bam out of Biles, worse than he's ever been.
If they lose this series to the Heat, it's your fault for calling them trash buckets. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Let's go to Jade in Milwaukee. Jade, welcome to Scalzo and Bruss. We're presented by Michelob Ultra. What do you got?
Gentlemen, thanks for taking the call. Good afternoon. I want to go back to what I think his name is, Tori, who just got off with you guys. He said that the feeling with the Bucks against Miami, even though the Miami came off the whole play-in victory, just wasn't a good feeling. even after Jimmy Butler's first game, I knew we were kind of headed down that road. It felt like the game last night, I think the Bucks' biggest lead was probably, I think it was 14 in the fourth quarter, but throughout the game, there was kind of like these yo-yoing leads going on, like it'll be 10 points, then it cuts to 4, then it's back up to 11, but no lead felt safe at all last night. I don't know if that's just a playoff thing or if it's just that game, but even though the Bucks are up, it never felt like they had real command of the game anyway. And then, obviously, the defense, we could talk about that for days on end as to why Bud didn't send a double team Jimmy's way in the third quarter, let alone the fourth quarter when he had 21 points and only played like 8 minutes or something like that. Even if he scores 50 points, the Bucks still win the game, essentially. Crowder didn't even play, which is a question mark to me. We brought him over, I thought, to play against guys like Jimmy Butler or even match up somewhat against guys like a Bam Adebayo. So for him not to play at all leaves me scratching my head when we thought that he was going to be like that missing piece, kind of like Tucker was for us a couple years ago. The late-game offense was quiet. I mean, they were doing the they were lobbing it down to Lopez late, and he was scoring bucket after bucket. They went away from that for whatever reason. I'm not sure. I mean, you could easily put Ingles in the game to give a spark. That didn't happen. But with all that being said, they still can win. So hopefully tomorrow is a blowout, and then we'll see what it looks like on Friday.
We got that. Thank you, Jay, to Milwaukee. I mean, here's the thing. Is Ingles in 18 minutes was a -9, you know, and Connaughton in 21 minutes was a -11. You could point to a lot in terms of what went wrong in that game. I continue to insist that this team is too good and too together to just fold like
this
that.
This can't be it, Greg. You're,
so then you win in game five. It really comes down to can you win game six
on
in Miami?
Yeah.
And I will bet on the Bucks to win game six in Miami. Anyone wants to make a 2-1 bet with me, I will do a Ted's and Tosa, even though I've never been there. I don't know where it is. I don't know what it is. But I will do a homer bet where I will take anybody's bet on that. Give me 2-1. I'll take it. And I'll take the Bucks down 3-1 to win the next three.
What I hear from Jade is somebody who, like understands how good this team can be and understands, like, this team should not be in that scenario. But what I see is a team that's not embracing what was their identity as world champions. I see a team that's on their heels. I see the team that's getting out-hustled. I see a team that doesn't want it as much as the Heat. Do I think they have it in them? Absolutely. Do I think they can win the next three against the Heat? Absolutely. But no more sleepwalking. Like, this is it. This is absolutely it. They have the talent. They have the chemistry. You can say what you want about Bud. They have the coach. They've done it before, and they could do it again. Think about this. They went 0-2. To the Suns in the NBA Finals and won 4 straight. 3-1 is essentially the same thing. Got to win 4 straight.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Let's go to Ron in the Key. Ron, welcome to Scalzo and Bros, presented by Michelob Ultra. What do you got?
So Ben already answered one of my questions, which was I wanted the, I hate to say this, smart guy in this arena on basketball to tell me, what am I oversimplifying as a fan? Because as a fan who never played at the level that Ben Hell, I never played at any level. Double team him. Deny him the ball. Beg someone. I mean, I know they already do, like, beg Bam to take shots.
Beg him more.
But do whatever you can. Beg anybody but other than leave Duncan for a three or leave. They had 2 possessions in the second half with the guy that scored the 4th most in playoff history, when they didn't guard him. Not double-teamed him. They didn't single-team him. And I don't know how a 7-footer, the best player on the planet, can't call a timeout, holds the ball over his head, and basically Kyle Lowry, which is the equivalent of like me holding a ball away from Greg, somehow reaches up and steals the ball from him. I don't understand how that happens, and I would like, beyond just to rant, Ben to say, this is what I wish they would have done differently.
I think I said it pretty clear, even within the rant. And you said it yourself. I think you know the answer. It is get the ball out of Jimmy Butler's hands at all costs and make others beat you. Because that's what they did to Giannis in the fourth quarter.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Ryan in Sheboygan says, play Javon Carter. His D is elite, and he frustrates high-usage guys. Jay Crowder doesn't play because he can't right now. Carter proved he can do it all season. Adds, I like Drew. He will be better, but put in someone else who specifically plays the same position. I disagree with that. The one complaint I have against Drew Holiday was I thought he was a little too liberal and just tossing up a three last night. I thought there was too many times early in the shot clock where they weren't looking for better shots, and he was just like, oh, heat check. He ended up shooting 11 threes.
Yeah,
and that's not his game.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, he's shown the capability to do that throughout this season, why he was an all-star this year. But there's time and place and scenario, and being down on the road, like it's about your decision making to put your team in a position to win.
Is so much freaking bigger than Miami.
I mean, it
infuriates me that they don't take more advantage of that size. John in Milwaukee, welcome to Scalzo and Bros, presented by Michelob Ultra. John, what do you got?
Hey, how you guys doing today? Aside from loss last night,
I mean, heart's beating, so that's a good day.
All right, that's true. Hey, I just want to check in. Hey, Scalzo, I'm just going to tell you, you are doing yourself a colossal disservice by not checking Ted's out. They hands down are the best burgers on the planet, and I'm not even exaggerating. I go there almost every Friday night just for their burgers.
You see Homer there ever?
Does that make me sort of like a dog that I like to do the same thing? It's delicious.
Do you see Homer there ever, John, in Milwaukee?
I do. I have seen him there.
What's he like in the wild?
I mean, our schedules are kind of different, but I see him there.
What's he like in the wild when you just see him, like, out at a restaurant?
He's just a normal guy grabbing his food. I mean, I actually live in his neighborhood, so I've seen him walking with his dog.
Does he mow his own lawn? Like, you ever see him out there cleaning up the yard?
I don't know exactly where he lives. I've just seen him walk in the neighborhood.
Okay. All right. Well, John, I will check out Ted's. I just know that's where Homer houses his hypothetical bets. So I don't have a place that I house my hypothetical bets right now.
Got to start at Ted's.
Do you think Ted knows?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Wasn't there a specific bartender at Ted's that he's like, go and find blah, blah, blah at Ted's?
It's probably a safe somewhere in the
he's
back.
He's like, Saturday mornings, got to go stop, and that's where he would do it. Steve of Earth chimes in and says, was not re-signing P.J. Tucker the biggest mistake in recent Bucks memory?
No, P.J. Tucker's a minus for the Sixers at this point in his career. He was like a minus right now. He wouldn't help the Bucks. I'm sorry.
Benny, why don't you tell us about the work you're doing with Maddie from the Princeton Club?
It's not God's work like Tory Lowe's doing in his community cleanup, but it's work for myself to make myself feel a little bit better at the Princeton Club of New Berlin. My guy Maddie, we got after it today. We got some goals that we want to hit, and that's what's fun. We work towards goals together. And when you think about the Princeton Club, think about the cleanest health clubs in Wisconsin. Think about the fact that when you're a member, you have free childcare. So you can drop your kids, they're taken care of, and you can get your workout done. Something for everyone. In Madison on the east side, enjoy the new functional strength training area. Not to mention, they have that New Berlin here in Milwaukee. So tons of locations, tons of opportunity for you to better yourself for your better tomorrow. Love the Princeton Club. You will too. It's been amazing.
Marquette Basketball on Twitter celebrated the 56-point performance by Jimmy Butler last night, despite the fact that he took on the home team Milwaukee Bucks. Was it in poor taste to celebrate Jimmy Butler as he beat the Bucks? We'll hit that next. 1-0. It's Scalzo and Bros presented by Michelob Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Sherry and Muskego, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. We're presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
So I am a gifted and talented coordinator for a school district.
Cool.
And my didn't mean it that way, but my
that was uncalled for.
Sorry.
I'll accept your apology, because but anyway.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
I don't need the pills you take, just feel the spirit moving. Brother, I ain't slept in days, all without the drugs you're using. Help me for the builders you
Chris in Rome says, everyone needs to stay calm. The Bucks will win three straight. And do you think A-Rod would have retired had they won the Super Bowl in any of those MVP seasons? Love you guys. Yes, I do. I think he would have walked off in the sunset after the 2021 season had they won it all.
I'm going to say no.
Poll question.
Pull it up, Josh.
Chris in Rome, baby. Bringing the heat. Bringing the heat. I honestly say no. I think he's too much of a competitor. I think even it, like, as we are still sitting here in 2023 and potentially looking at him playing in 2024, he's got enough left in the tank. I think
he's
hard
enough of a competitor where all of a sudden he's got more than Favre. He's feeling pretty good about things. And he all of a sudden is like, hey, it calls it. We'll get to more of that later on when we revisit the poll. But, Joshy, let's get to some one or zeros.
That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
He is Big Time Betty Bross. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're your contestants for one or zero. Joshy DiMaggio, your host. He asks us a question. We say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, take it away.
The Marquette basketball Twitter account retweeted a tweet from the Miami Heat that featured a picture of Jimmy Butler and how he set a new franchise record for points scored in a game as the Bucks were falling to 3-1 in the series. One or zero. It was IPT, or in poor taste, to celebrate Jimmy as he beat the Bucks.
I'm going to say zero. Because it's...
Wow, changed his tune.
Well, I started to understand what Marquette basketball is all about, and it's about pro success. It's not about celebrating college success, because I played with somebody who was wearing a Marquette basketball Never Stops t-shirt, and I just want to add in a little line until the tournament. You know, so I know that they have they've won a tournament game now for the first time since 2013. A 2-seed with the path to the Final Four. Choked like the Bucks last night. So they had to make themselves feel better in talking about NBA success. So not in poor taste because it's on brand.
Mark in Janesville. This is Trucker Mark. Says Marquette celebrating Butler is definitely in the same taste as Benny buying milkshakes after the Marquette loss. I don't think it's in poor taste. Like,
was I IPT? I thought I was celebrating. What the heck?
You know what? Zero. Like, they owe nothing to the Bucks. They share an arena with them. They share a city with them. But ultimately, like, they're going to stand for their guys. And Jimmy Butler's one of their guys.
And it was the fourth best performance in NBA playoffs history. I think
fourth most points scored. I think that's a fair delineation between the best performances.
A first round game.
Correct.
I
understand.
I got caught in the hype. I thought it was amazing. It really was.
It was.
Reading specialist?
What's that? I thought you guys had more to go there. Sorry. Let's move on here. A woman on Facebook made a post asking if country musician Morgan Wallen had to refund her nearly $4,000 she spent going to the concert that he canceled minutes before he was supposed to go on stage. Her itemized list included ticket price, hotel price, gas tank, both her and her husband's outfits, the money they spent at various restaurants, and the money they spent at a store, along with merch and drinks they bought while in the venue. One or zero. Morgan Wallen owes that woman $4,000.
Zero. I mean,
why did he cancel?
He apparently, from what I read, he lost his voice allegedly minutes before going on the stage.
I don't know how heard that's alleged rumors that he was buzzed or drunk.
Just, yeah, that's possible.
But nothing confirmed.
He's the guy that made the racist, horribly racist remark, right?
Yes, okay. The one who got more famous after he was racist.
Got it, okay. I'm going to say zero, but I think that he owes them for the tickets and the merch and drinks they bought at the venue. I think that should be fully refunded. I think once you get the outfits and other, like, gas and hotel, and I get it, you get a hotel, but you know what? You went out, you had a night out, you still got to enjoy all the benefits there. obviously they're refunding the tickets, right? Like, I'm sure that's automatically going to happen. Mm-hmm. I can understand an argument to be like, yeah, dude, like, we bought drinks and we stood around and we waited in line and then we had to leave. Like, merch, drinks, tickets, boom, probably $1,000. That should be the refund.
One of the moves that I saw that a different country singer did was he came out on a back-to-back night. He said, I'm going to refund your tickets, but still gave as good of a performance as he could with the voice that he had, which I thought was very respectful, which leads me to believe he was drunk. And this was a different country singer, but I just don't think more. Thank you. What a guy.
One or zero. You buy special outfits to attend concerts.
One.
Zero.
Absolutely.
You're an outfit guy?
Who doesn't?
You do?
Absolutely. Anytime I book a concert, I'm like, oh, I got to go out, pick myself out a new outfit. No, I don't. The idea of even having, like, outfit is uncomfortable, I feel like, for a grown man to say.
Your hair is starting to curl. Like it almost looks like an old school movie.
Greg, he really doesn't like your hair.
No, he does. He's just...
No, I've heard him mutter.
I'm starting to bad talk you behind your back about your
hair.
He
said it to multiple people I've been in earshot.
Pat on the back for being honest.
But Josh, you know where that stems from. It stems from jealousy, because for a long time everybody was talking very highly about my hair, and now he's like...
He's trying to turn the tides on your hair. He's trying to sway public opinion.
He's done that himself.
What do you mean?
That hair, it's got to go.
It's going. Should I go back to the same 1994 haircut that you've had for the last 10 years? Is that it?
Greg, I got nothing for that, bud.
Right. A man has gone viral on TikTok for a video he made detailing how he had no idea that he would not own the car he had been leasing at the end of the 36-month lease. 1-0, people are stupid.
Sure, Josh, if you want to get this take out there for this one, 1. I mean, people are stupid.
Yep, I'm a 1. People are stupid.
That accomplished what you're looking to get out of?
Do you think someone learned today through my voice that a lease doesn't mean you own the car?
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to say 1, because we do educate the youth that are in the car with their parents. So, youth who's listening right now, if you get a lease one day, just know you're not going to own it.
Nick from East Troy says, Morgan has been doing back-to-back shows every night, and that's why he lost his voice.
What a hero.
Maybe not cancel it like 2 minutes before the show. I don't know. Or just not do back-to-back shows. Be a little less greedy, Morgan Wallen. I don't know, right? Like, spread it out a little bit more so you can actually do the shows.
Yeah, you typically don't just lose your voice unless...
I mean, Bruce Springsteen canceled a bunch of shows along this tour, and they all had notice in advance because people were sick. They had to cancel them, reschedule them.
Do it right, like, 5 minutes before is the iffy part, I don't like.
I would be so mad if I was sitting in my seat and they said, hey, sorry, gotta go.
Not your best 1-0, Josh, especially with everything we had going on today.
I thought your vibe slipped and we were going to get some good stuff there. Well, your reading stunk, the questions stunk.
It'd be nice if you guys offered assistance on questions you want to answer instead of just glad-handing around in there together.
Did you guys not talk about this before? No, Ben Bruss not prescriptive on 1-0s?
Why am I taking shots now? I thought we were against Scotchy.
Because everybody's taking shots.
You already made fun of my haircut.
Shot off.
You've been talking behind my back about it.
I just told you I was talking behind your back about your hair.
Take away the fact that you were talking behind my back.
Greg, your hair needs to be cut.
It's getting cut.
Thank God.
He's the worst.
It's really funny to be like, Greg really needs to cut his hair when we very publicly sold your hair cutting. Like, it's happening.
I thought I get to cut it, too.
You had a chance to do that a while back. You wanted no interest in it.
No.
Yeah,
I'll go back to the tape.
You didn't.
I'll go back to the tape.
You didn't want that responsibility.
Yeah, I do. Well, actually... I cut my dog's hair when it gets too long. 800-990-ESPN,
800-990-3776, the number to get into the show. We'll get back on track with Bucks. Aaron Rodgers trade next. It's Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Ben, you are talking smack to the women in the office about beating them left-handed and how you could torch them in pickleball.
I'm a douche! I know I'm a douche!
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand. I was a bad love. Now I
Pope Ultra. He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio running the show. You, the Scalzo and Brust family, calling, texting 800-990-3776. Get 800-990-ESPN. And right now, Aaron Rodgers has certainly seen the end of the good old days. As he famously said, look, it's nice to know if you're in the good old days before you leave them. Well, the good old days for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are done. Where are we at with the good old days with Giannis Antetokounmpo in this Milwaukee Bucks team? Because right now, they face a 3-1 deficit. I think they come out of it, but there's a lot of pessimism surrounding this team right now after the comeback performance by Miami and Jimmy Butler last night in Miami. I still think this team comes back, wins three straight, and ends up winning this series, and then they get a nice a level set going up against a non-76ers team in round two before they face the winner of Celtics Sixers in the Eastern Conference Finals. I still think that is going to be the progression of things. I still think that there's a lot to take off of this team and to be able to enjoy here throughout this run, but I get the sense that a lot of Bucks fans are sort of on the outs.
I'm not. I know I was passionate about like the performance that Jimmy Butler had and what I thought the Bucks could have done to maybe limit him and make others beat them, and how Caleb Martin's getting offensive rebounds, beating Bucks players to the ball, the energy, the urgency, right? That will be there, obviously, on Wednesday. Late game, I don't care. I don't care. I heard people saying, oh, it's a late game, the crowd's not going to be. I don't care about the crowd. This is about the individuals on the Milwaukee Bucks that go out there as professionals and as world champions and get the job done. And you win in game five. You said it earlier, Greg. It comes down to game six. Game six is game seven to me, because if they get it done in game six, there's no way the Heat can come into Milwaukee and finish the job. It is game six that will be the pivotal moment for this series. That being said, golly gee, Williker, you have to still believe in them. The Bucks are down 3-1, and only 16 teams in the history of the NBA have come back from that, and they're plus 130 on the series price. Meanwhile, the Memphis Grizzlies, who are the 2 seed in the West, playing the Lakers as a 7 seed, are plus 700 to win their series. That is strong belief in this Bucks team. That they're, to me, they're basically even money to win this series down 3-1, which is historically tough to do. And yet you have a world championship team and the best player in the NBA that his own peers selected to start a franchise with behind him.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Let's go to Benji, the official unofficial elementary educator of the Scalzo and Brust family. Benji, we're presented by Michelob Ultra. What do you got?
Bucks losing in six. That's wow. What I got. Yes, that's right. I was very, very worried that they would match up with the Heat. And when it almost seemed like the Heat kind of lost, you know, right, like one of those play-in games, because they didn't want to go against Boston. They knew that they couldn't match up against Boston, but they, for some reason, they match up much, much better against the Bucks. They're quicker. They get their threes off, and they're defending pretty well. And they're just, they're just like, okay, look, you keep throwing it down to Brook Lopez, he'll score a bunch. But, you know, Giannis, you can do some. But Giannis is hurt too, everybody. You know, he's not feeling that great. Chris Middleton looks just awful. Just slow. He can't defend right now for some reason. He's not getting a shot. They don't have really good rhythm. And they are getting out-coached big time. They are not going to win this. They're losing in six. I think we should just talk about the draft. What do you think, boys?
Benji, I just want the record to show, and you can stream us on video on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust or at ESPN Madison, at ESPN Milwaukee, on YouTube, Wisconsin On Demand. Hit the Watch Live tab. A lot of ways to watch us. Ben Brust was trying to land the plane on you less than a minute into your call.
Yeah, that's because sometimes you got to get to the point quicker. I love Benji, the elementary educator. You didn't know.
Do you want me to start landing the plane on you when you don't get to the point quick enough?
No.
I mean, this is rude, man.
Why do you care more about Benji than Ben?
I don't.
Your co-host.
I would never land the plane on you when you're trying to get to
a point. Just threaten me with it. I didn't like that.
But I'm saying, you're like, well, get to the point quicker. He's 45 seconds in talking about giving us a very clear point that he doesn't think the Bucks are going to win. He thinks they lose in six games and explaining the why behind it. And like,
I didn't agree with his why.
Well, that's fine. You don't land the plane on him. That's Josh's job to just start landing the plane on people.
Yeah, it's a good thing that I'm not in Josh's seat.
I didn't think Benji came close to getting the plan landed on him for both the time.
I also think there's some segments where Ben wants other people to talk, and there's some where he just wants to hear himself talk. And I think this was one where you're like, no, I want to say things about the box.
Well,
is that wrong? It's not a bad thing.
I've had the ball. You know what? You're right. I've had the ball enough. I should have passed it to Benji there and, you know, sat in the corner and been ready for a three.
I prefer you to want the ball in the show. I don't want you to sit in the corner waiting for a three. I want you to be calling for the ball.
And that's why I'm saying it's a good thing I'm not Josh DiMaggio, because although he disagrees with a lot of the things that we spew out, I'm out. Except I'm actually out because it's already smarter than Ben Bruss next.
Scalzo and Bruss is presented by Michelob Ultra. There's a common misbelief that to make it further, you need to push yourself, that you need to give up any joy to continue with your rigid routine, or you could try another way. Take some time to enjoy life, like having a Michelob Ultra with friends, because happiness is essential to living an exceptional life. You should be reading this, not me. Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Michelob Ultra, the official beer of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, I'm slamming Mick Ultras on the golf course, baby. With the Mick Ultra golf bag, there's no better refreshing beer.
I just mean the idea that to make it further, you need to push yourself, that you need to give up any joy to continue with your rigid routine. Like, that's me in a nutshell. It's like, I will give up all of the joy to continue to push. I'm not the one that's like, you know what, let me take some time to enjoy life and hang out with friends. But Ben, that has you written all over.
Is that a slight?
There's no slight here.
Just kidding, Greg.
He's not kidding.
I'm a Mick Ultra guy. I mean, it's true. I'm floating around in the summer. I'm like, hey, let's just have a Mick Ultra. I'm like a butterfly. Woohoo.
Caller number 8 in honor of Aaron Rodgers' new number with the New York Jets. Caller 8. Are you smarter than Ben Bruss? 800-990 ESPN 800-990-3776.
What? There's no honor.
What do you mean?
You said in honor of number 8. We're not honoring Aaron Rodgers.
I am honoring Aaron Rodgers.
As a Jet. No honor.
I'm honoring Aaron Rodgers as a Jet.
I take your honor out.
I'm putting it back in. Honor is there. In honor of Aaron Rodgers wearing number 8. Caller 8. 15 questions, 90 seconds to determine if you are smarter than that guy. Ben Bruss. 800-990-3776. Caller number 8. Are you smarter than Ben Bruss? Coming up next, Scalzo and Bruss presented by Michelob Ultra, the official beer of the Milwaukee Bucks.